to the Second Nature Show. My name is Dom Campbell. Thank you for joining us. I am here today with my fellow show co-host, Alex Coble-Frakes.
Hello.
And Donna Masterson.
Hello.
And we're excited to introduce you to a new friend here today, April Marino.
Hello.
April is an integrative wellness coach, focusing specifically on autoimmune. So April, I would love for you to share with us, you know, what brought you into this? What experience have you had, or, you know, what drew you into this area of study and coaching?
Okay, definitely. So thank you for welcoming me here. Hello, everybody. My name is Dr. April Moreno, and I share my experience and my journey through this because I live through it. Okay, so I am an autoimmune integrative wellness coach, and basically this all began while I was doing my PhD in health promotion sciences, and I was doing a lot of research on like diabetes, quality of life studies, undiagnosed hypertension, prediabetes, all of these things. And along the way, in my fourth year while I was writing my dissertation, I started to have strange health symptoms. And ultimately, it led to an autoimmune diagnosis. So in that last year of my PhD, I was determined to still finish in 4 years because of the fact that I didn't know if I was going to survive. I didn't know what was going on with my body. And I wanted to approach things in a way that's just like, I'm going to do what I can with the time that I have and get this done. So that's where I was still able to finish in time, finish my dissertation. And then And from there, begin this autoimmune wellness coaching business and help other women to navigate this journey of undiagnosis, not being diagnosed, to getting the testing and getting that initial diagnosis, to understanding what that means to somebody's life, maybe needing a second opinion, a third opinion, and then getting the actual diagnosis, and then navigating disability and what that looks like for you, how to communicate that. The whole experience of like living with an autoimmune disease. And so that's how I got started in this whole process of integrative wellness coaching. So using a lot of my practices in academics with quality of life studies and then coaching and working with women through my own business in helping at a personal level.
April, if I had some conditions going on in my body that I really wasn't sure about and I needed some help, and I came to you, can you describe what some of the symptoms I might be having that would draw me to you as an autoimmune coach?
Definitely. So it would be certain things like unusual fatigue, maybe some strange itching or pain in the body. Fatigue, pain, anxiety, stress, depression. These are all some of the symptoms that we see in advance of the autoimmune diagnosis. Some people are having numbness in their parts of their body. They're having unusual just feelings throughout their body. So just feeling like something is not quite right. That is the beginning of like the autoimmune journey in most cases. Otherwise, if you were somehow fortunate to just, you know, have something tracked through a blood test or maybe like a genomic marker, biomarker test. But really, it's the strange manifestation of symptoms in the body and the mind that would lead someone to come and talk to me and ask me for help.
Okay. And how specifically would we work together if I came to you?
We would be working on quality of life improvement. So it would begin with a process of asking you to really get into understanding and assessing the situation of what is leading to these strange symptoms in the body. So what is your external environment like right now? So are there any stressors that you're experiencing right now? What are some of the factors that kind of lead to this response? So in over 70% of the cases that I've worked with, it is women who are going through a stress response. That's where we start to see that initial autoimmune flare-up, exacerbation, relapse. All of these things tend to happen as a response to a stressful interaction or experience. So basically the first part is to talk about that. What are the external factors that are affecting you? What sort of environment are you in right now? And I mean, there are still, I mean, maybe 30% of the people that are out there are like, no, I don't really think that I'm really stressed out right now. I don't think that's the case right now, but really getting through and assessing that situation is the first step. So understanding external factors. So what I do is we work through together on four levels. We look at the spiritual, we look at the environmental, we look at the mental and the spirit and the physical. Physical is actually the last step. Physical is actually the last step in this journey of coaching women with autoimmune conditions, because we need to look at all the external factors that are affecting the physical manifestation and that response. So that's where we begin the journey.
So from what I understand about autoimmune diseases, there seems to be, there's not necessarily a clear cause, right, a part of them. It's just the body starts attacking itself in different ways. And so what do you think the medical profession is getting wrong right now in terms of how they are treating and approaching autoimmune diseases?
Mm-hmm, definitely. So there's this changing definition of root cause that's out there in the community. So you'll see it in the medical community, root cause, oh, your vitamin count or your blood cell count is low. You're not taking enough vitamins. The functional medicine definition is you're not eating the right foods. And then in the integrative wellness definition of root cause, it's like, what is your environment? What are you dealing with right now? What are you interacting with? And with me, it's more like at the behavioral and the mental health level. Who are you interacting with? What kinds of stressful situations are you looking at? So we have all these different definitions of root cause out there. And for me, it's like, I don't disagree with like the vitamins or the blood count. I don't disagree with the diet. But for me, it's just like, okay, let's get us to a point in our mental health or our thinking patterns, our behavioral health, so that we can begin to address these things and take the steps that are necessary, because it may not just be one of those reasons. It could be a variety of reasons. And so looking at that from a behavioral standpoint is where I begin to work with the what we look at is the cause of autoimmune conditions.
Awesome. Thank you.
And how long does a protocol take for, I want to say like the typical person, but a person coming in looking for guidance and support from you as a coach? What does a normal protocol take? I mean, how long does that usually take?
It really depends on the person. So with some people, they come in with some glimmers of, okay, I need to make changes. I'm sick of being sick. I'm tired of being tired. I'm ready to make some changes so that we can have this conversation and this assessment across these different levels and dimensions of wellness so that we can pinpoint what it is that is that needs to change, that needs to be improved. So it really depends on the person, if they're willing to make those changes, if they're ready to do that. So we have people who, you know, within a 30-day time frame have made distinct changes, but then like within like a couple of months, we're still at the same point. We're still asking the same questions. We're still answering these same questions. But, you know, the individual who's willing to take those next steps and find those answers from within, that's really the difference.
It's like a self-driven protocol, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. It's definitely healing from within is what I talk about.
And it almost sounds like the process is it's a process of discovery.
Definitely. It's right. The journey. And it's like, it gets to the point where it's not even about the autoimmune disease.
Yeah.
It's no longer about the disease anymore. It's about understanding what those blocks are to addressing problems in your life and facing challenges in your life. Because there are people with like devastating illnesses who are living amazing lives. There are people with no illnesses who are living very unhappy lives. So really the autoimmune disease, it's a wake-up call for us. It is just another obstacle in your path so that you can, it's a life lesson. It's another way for us to, you know, develop wisdom and move on to the next chapter.
Yeah, I find that fascinating. Like in doing this work, now that you've been doing it for a while, like what has been around that subject matter and that topic, right? What has been your biggest surprise?
My biggest surprise is that the field is changing. And that's what's been so interesting to me. So working with neurologists, for example, there is a lot of discussion now on the integrative medicine field. There's a lot on the mind-body medicine field that we're seeing. So we're seeing a lot of work even within the university, we're seeing a lot of work within research on the power of meditation, on the power of self-efficacy, on the power of the mind to produce healing and develop those healthy behaviors that will lead to your healing. And it's what's so fascinating to me is this field of precision medicine as well. So we talk about like the N of one studies, and I'm sure maybe some folks may have come on here to talk about precision or individualized medicine. That's like specific to one person's genome. That's one approach to it. But when I learned about precision medicine, I thought, wow, this is another way for us to address individual factors and that we can take control of so that we can improve our health. So these are these new avenues that I'm surprised with, seeing that even in the clinical community, we're starting to realize, no, it's not just about me as a physician telling you what to do. Now it's about the preferences of the patient. It's about patient-centered research. It's about the individual making those decisions for themselves and determining for themselves what medication is working for them, what medication is not working for them, whether they choose to take medication or not, and then other alternative therapies that are out there, which are, you know, increasingly being added to the literature, like meditation, Tai Chi, all these other ways of addressing autoimmune exacerbations conditions. It's fascinating.
Which is stress. You said primarily it is stress that ignites these autoimmune reactions in the body. Do you find it's more women than men that have autoimmune? And is why that might be? Or
Yeah, I mean, we can theorize on that for sure, right? According to the American ARDA, American Autoimmune Related Disease Association, they've calculated that 75% of people with autoimmune diseases are women. And so why is that? I mean, we can only guess, right? I mean, the thing is, like, okay, in the medical community, they're going to be talking about genome. They say, well, people have biomarkers. They're for, right? They're for what? Seriously, they're for what? Because I have a biomarker for something, there's no way you can give me a prognosis. There's no proof that you can tell me what is going to happen to my body. You know, there's a variety of factors where we can take control. I mean, we may not take control over everything, but we have the control to make some significant, substantial changes to our health.
Mm-hmm. And you help them with that.
I help them with that. I help them with empowering oneself to understand the healing, the needs from within, to make those healthy behavior changes, to develop and build self-efficacy, to improve their quality of life.
From what I understand, I don't think that we're having more of these biomarkers than in the past. It's just they're getting expressed more because of lifestyle and the way that our societies are being built, and the pressure and stress that people are experiencing are causing these genes to be expressed. Yeah. So what would you believe that we can kind of do together as a global community to help reduce some of this stress on a systemic level?
For me, it's about gross national happiness, to be honest with you. You know, so the country of Bhutan. The country of Bhutan, they're serious about this, right? Gross national happiness. So that's one strategy that I think we need to address and look at and explore a little bit more in this country. You know, regardless of like political leaning or whatever, we need to all focus in on what happiness means, what wellness means. Let me think. Another idea just came up. It just slipped. Oh, the blue zones. So working with the blue zones and building our own, increasing those blue zones. So are you familiar with the blue zones?
Mm-mm. Oh, enlighten us.
Okay, so the blue zones are these locations across the country where they're seeing these, or across the world where they're seeing these unusual trends in longevity and health. I don't know the details of like if it's like BMI or like HbA1c, blood sugar, or anything like that, but this increased level of number of years of healthy living. So these are taking place in the blue zones. Here in California, Loma Linda is our example of a blue zone. So these are communities that, for example, here it would be like they don't drink caffeine, they don't drink coffee, they avoid meat, and they're living these unusually long, healthy lives. It's also about social support, and so looking at these blue zones and learning from them and building these new or increasing these blue zones is another way to explore. And I agree with you. I don't think the genome is enough of the answer because. We've been here forever. Maybe it's because there's more people. Maybe that's why there's more autoimmune disease, but I don't think that's enough of the story. There are a lot of stressors out there in the world, And I think that's, I mean, we can go on and theorize about what's happening with women and why they're experiencing these at a higher level, right? But definitely, it's more than just the genome. And I agree with you. It's something that's out there in our society. It could be with technology. It could be with just our complex schedules and requirements and obligations that are leading to the autoimmune diagnoses and epidemic. It's an epidemic.
Awesome. So if our listeners are out there and they're worried that they may be dealing with an autoimmune disorder, what is one thing in your professional opinion that they could start doing today that could reduce the likelihood to exacerbate that or even start to reverse the impact of an autoimmune disorder in their life? What's something that people could start doing?
Time and time again, the recurring theme is community support. But it's not just community support in general, but it is supportive community support, if that's such a thing, positive community support. So for example, finding people that you can talk to. And I mean, the thing is, Facebook and all these different online groups are very powerful ways to connect with people who either have very negative opinions about their lives or positive opinions about their lives. The internet is a great way to connect to community and find resources that are out there. So I would say that's the first step, going online, finding what resources are available, connecting to people, finding out you know, more about people with your specific diagnosis and what they've been through, how they approach it in a positive way. I think that's the number one thing to do. Community support is so crucial.
I love that. I think that's really important because we can be kind of siloed, right? We're more alone than ever. We're spending more time with our immediate families. The extended family is not as much there. So really getting intentional about the community that's around you.
Definitely.
Awesome. Well, it's been fantastic having you today. Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners?
No final thoughts other than the fact that if you are going through an autoimmune condition, I want you to know that you are not alone. It is a growing epidemic. There are people out there who have not been diagnosed. There are people out there who have been wrongly or misdiagnosed. Mm-hmm. It can take 3 to 5 years to get a correct diagnosis if you get one at all. So it is a long journey. So perseverance, community support, doing your research, being your own self-advocate is super important.
Awesome. And it kind of sounds like from what you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, but like starting, if you feel like you have an autoimmune disorder, is like starting to reduce the stress may even be more important than necessarily finding out the exact diagnosis, because that could cause more stress going through years and years and years of searching for the exact name to put on something versus like, I'm going to really get after my wellness, reduce the stress in my life, and reduce those symptoms from a more holistic perspective.
Most definitely. So mindful, another approach I look at is mindful wellness. And I use this phrase a lot on my website. Mindful wellness is just that first step of assessing what's going on, speaking to yourself, and also meditation, calming the different parts of the body, and feeling what's going on across the different parts of the body. If you can track that down in advance, you may actually prevent a relapse from happening. If you can track down a stress response or unusual symptoms in your body and address those earlier, you may actually reduce the risk of a relapse. So definitely that whole assessment of mindful wellness and meditation, awareness of the body is super important, and it is the first step.
I love that. That feels so empowering to me, rather than feeling like we're kind of at odds and there's no answers, really just like figuring out what is in our control and taking back that partnership with our wellness. So,
right. And I would take it even further. I don't talk about it as like an autoimmune warrior, because we're not here to fight what's fighting ourselves. You know, it is about acceptance. It is about understanding that this is part of a journey. It is something to learn from. Okay, so it's not about fighting back. It's about learning from it, appreciating it, and moving forward.
Yeah.
So we're not just warriors. We're actually, we're learning from it.
We're autoimmune peacemakers.
Exactly. We have to be at peace with our bodies, literally.
Yeah. Well, it has been so amazing to have you on the Second Nature Show today. Thank you so much for your insight. You have so much to share, and this has really just been the tip of the iceberg. So where can our listeners find and follow you? Because I'm sure there are people who are needing some more of this information.
Definitely. You can find me at aprilmorenophd.com. That's my main website. So you'll find information about my services and about my background and all of that there. You can find me on Instagram at Dr. April Wellness. You can find me on Facebook. My business page is Dr. April Wellness.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Dom, where can our listeners find and follow you?
They can find me at my website with my contact information, coachdomcampbell.com.
And Donna, what about you?
DesireStateCoaching.com or Donna at DesireStateCoaching.com and Donna Masterson on Facebook.
Awesome. And you guys can find and follow me at Alex Coble Frakes on Facebook, Fully Aligned Coaching on Facebook, and at Alex, the Fully Aligned Coach on Instagram. And you can find and follow us on The Second Nature Show on Facebook or at thesecondnatureshow@gmail.com. And we hope that you'll join us next week at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific. And remember, if you change your habits, you can change your life. Thanks, everybody.